What's up, everybody? This is another edition right here of the G3 Podcast. Eddie Greer here in back in Kansas City, Missouri on this Sunday. I'm recording this AFC South edition of this podcast. August 9th, 2026. If it's your very first time checking out this podcast or giving us a listen. Well, actually, if you're giving us a listen for the very first time, whenever this comes out, thank you so much for taking time out of your day, afternoon, evening, at some point to listen to this episode here. I am coming off of a huge last 24 hours or so from the KC Backyard Ultra. That's going to obviously have its own podcast, so yeah, definitely make sure you are subscribed to this podcast. I'm coming off of a major, major PR there. There's just a lot I'm still digesting as I'm recording this podcast there. That's what the Pack Podcast for. So I can type up a whole book on what took place in the last 35 hours or so, something like that. But man, oh man. Can't believe it. Cannot believe it myself. So, given everything else. So, probably stunned at myself for the most part there, considering what should have been an early evening, but I don't want to spoil it too much because that is going to have its own episode too. I'm definitely looking forward to recording that at some point this week as well. So you're truly coming off of another PR here in 2026. Man, it's been that kind of year running wise this year. And hopefully, as I'm kind of finalizing everything, I don't like to plan ahead because obviously things happen. I know better than that, but I'm planning ahead a little bit. Like I said, there's plenty of action to look forward to this fall on this podcast. You want to be a part of the action this fall as we close out the rest of the summer. Make sure you're all subscribed to this podcast, the EG3 Podcast. Wherever you're listening to podcasts, we're obviously everywhere. This podcast, at least, is everywhere because it used to be a NASCAR podcast for a handful of years. Even before that, this was just the first year of podcasting in the space. This was just a normal sports podcast like everybody else. Right. And then I changed it. Wanted to do something different than everybody else. Do a NASCAR pod. And then for a handful of years. And then almost 3 years ago now, added my adventures of running to this podcast, along with adding back in sports as well. So that's just a little bit of summary of how I got into this thing. So definitely make sure you subscribe. And I'm actually, speaking of which, let me see here real quick if I can pull up the leaderboard right now as I'm seeing, of course, I'm recording it right now. They're at halfway stage, the final stage as NASCAR Cup Series. This is going to sound really weird because this is going to come out at some point this week. And like, But hey, I got to do it in real time. Iowa, we're coming down to it in the Cup Series. Last few races of the regular season right now. Christian Bell, can he finally punch in his first win of 2026? He's out front right now in front of his teammate, Ty Gibbs. And this is why do I pick the same stupid drivers in fantasy like everybody else? This is why I need to be different than everybody else. But anyways, Christian Bell leads, Ty Gibbs is second. Ross Chastain is third right now. And funny enough, real before I get into this AFC South mini preview here, Tyler Reddick, the summer swoon, this summer can't come to an end soon enough for one Tyler Reddick. Man, has this been topsy turvy for him? Was brilliant to start the season, and this summer he's been put in some situations. And like early on, wrecking out early today. And then, of course, he's been having issues. It seems like every week has been issues there as well. You can throw Kyle Larson in there as well in that mix. Still on the track. He's 33rd. Yeah, Tyler Reddick finished 36th. Looks like Eric Jones. I bet Eric Jones is a sleeper. And, of course, he racks out. So, when it comes to fantasy stuff like that, ain't working. It's not working too much there. As we have a lead change here with Ross Chastain leading. What happened there? I don't know. I don't have the race. I actually don't have the race on right now as I'm recording this podcast. But anyways, we'll talk more about that coming up on this. And it's going to be another busy week for this podcast. Of course, I'll record what went down with the KC Backyard Ultra. Another PR edition there. I'll get to all of that. So now we're going to switch gears a little bit to focus on the AFC South for the rest of this podcast. I might check back in on NASCAR to end it. We'll see where time leads us there. But anyways, yes, AFC South. So I'm starting just like I did. So the national, the NFC conference, all episodes of the divisions is all recorded. I believe one episode is not out yet. That'll probably come out probably tomorrow or maybe even tonight as I'm recording this podcast. So we'll see. But yeah, definitely I'm thinking tomorrow might be the plan as we're closing in on the NFL preseason there as well. So all the NFC division previews are recorded and mostly out except for the NFC East. I do remember that. that memory is coming back a little bit. like I said, these last 35 plus hours has been wild. Has been very, very wild. But anyways, yes, AFC South last year. Actually, in the NFC side, I'm going in the same order. Look at it. I'm not changing the order. So since I started with the Falcons, the NFC South, figure, you know what? Let's do the same order for the AFC. And the AFC South, we're talking about, has the Jaguars, Texans, Colts, and Titans, right? And the Titans, the laughing stock of the NFL last year, going 3-14, Colts 8-9 last year, and the Colts, they self-destructed. When Daniel Jones went down, that team was pummeled. So that was a disaster there. Jacksonville really rose up last year, winning that division by a game over Houston Texans. I just feel like every division is a, even though, yes, this is the NFL, and it feels like to me every division is going to be tough. This is kind of underrated a little bit. And maybe because, you know, the Titans aren't good. Good enough there, but no shade. Just what it is, right? So there's that. But yeah, Jackson, they lost a couple key players from that team last year. So we're going to get into the key additions here momentarily. Houston, their defense rose up big time to be one of the best defenses in the league. Colts had one of the best running backs in the NFL with Jonathan Taylor. Houston going to try to figure themselves out there. Is Cam Ward that guy? So all that being said, yeah, man, this is going to be something here. Can Jacksonville, as I'm typing and recording at the same time, that's not what I want. Can Jacksonville repeat? They're going to have to. Whew, that's going to be very, very interesting, especially with Houston. They added some pieces on the offensive side of the ball. So we'll see what happens. But meanwhile, your division winners from a year ago from the AFC South, Jaguars, we'll start with them. Javon Walker, I believe they end up signing extensions here with, this is a first round talent. And I believe, if I remember correctly, the first pick of the draft a couple years ago in Javon Walker, he signed an extension this summer, four-year extension with that one. Britton Strange, let me see here, another extension. So that's two of them, one on each side of the ball there. Martaric Brown, out of him as a corner, they re-signed him. There's a lot of extensions here. And then Cole Van Landen also. You got two on the offensive side of the ball and two defensive side of the ball that, let me see. Yeah, it got extended there. Some additions here, including Jerron Christian, offensive lineman, Sam Mustyper. So they restructured this offensive line. And then Jelani Tavai, who was a linebacker there, he was added in the offseason as well. So it looks like there's a lot of extensions here to try to lock up some of their key pieces on the team for the Jaguars. So they try to repeat. Obviously, you lose apparently now, Achane. I don't understand. What's going on here? What's going on here? EG3 Podcast, Eddie Greer III back, fresh. I have some recorded this podcast on August 9th from a PR, major PR. We're getting all, I just told you a little bit about that. That's going to have its own episode. I don't want to spill too much because this is AFC South edition of this podcast. So I will definitely record that as I'm still processing everything. And then at some point this week, probably the middle of the week, because I'm going to have a little bit more time trying to, because surprisingly enough, it's funny because surprisingly enough, I woke up this morning with a lot more movement than I thought I would have. so but yeah, I'm ready to go already, but I'm gonna take a few days to recover and cover, and I'll probably be running again by the end of this week, probably, or close to the end of the week. We'll just see how it all goes. Obviously, we're still dealing with this heat here in Kansas City. It's bad enough this afternoon than it was like yesterday. So come off of that. We're getting back warmed up a little bit as we continue on for this podcast. So yeah, that's Jaguars side of things there. And I would take a look. Well, let me see. We can do. Okay, there we go. So now we'll take a little Houston, right? Houston. They added. Let me see. I'm sticking here. Sorry. Yeah. So Houston, right? They added some pieces mainly focused on the offensive side of the ball. But here, apparently, we're going to stay on the defensive side of the ball because obviously, the biggest one right here, Jadeveon Clowney, returns to Houston where he got drafted. So that's another weapon all in that defensive line room for DeMarco Ryans and the head coach, by the way, of the Houston Texans. And the Houston Texans, you already have one of the best defenses in the league. This defense, they just got better and better. And they were already good before last year, but they took another. I feel like, me personally, they took another level. And so the only issue is, can C.J. Stroud pick up back up his play? Because you got a champion. You got a championship winning defense there. Now, if you get better quarterback play, and look, we'll call it what it is. He was very consistent. But they're getting some pieces back. Tank Dell returns from a horrifying injury. There, you get David Montgomery in a trade with Detroit. They're there thanks to Jahmyr Gibbs, his big extension there, kicking David Montgomery out. But you get him, you sign him, so you have that. Also defensively, Marte Mapu, I believe Marte Mapu, you get him from New England. That's a linebacker. Another linebacker is Sione Takaki. So there's that. Those two names it said right there into the linebacking core there. Ali Gay, you get him from Tennessee. So even though you pick up pieces, I mean, the Tank Dells and who did I just say? David Montgomery, you add him to that backfield. Now you're adding even more pieces to already what it is, one of the top defenses in the league for sure. And, I mean, there's a lot of good defenses, but this defense right here, in my opinion, they just took this thing to another level. And now it's all about, all right, can you get C.J. Stroud in offense a little bit more consistently? So we'll see what happens there. Foster Moreau and Evan Brown, they were, I believe, signed for offensive help there as well. So there's just a lot of talent there. And that's it. Very, very interesting. So Houston, they can definitely make things interesting there in that division with Jacksonville. So I could tell you, I could probably again, even though, yes, I lived in Florida for a handful of years. Boy, it's hard to go against Houston, in my opinion. I'm going to tell you that right now. But yeah, the Houston, they got to go through Jacksonville. And we know these battles, these top division battles, you got Jacksonville and Houston in there. some epic battles last year, including the one that I believe Houston rallied all the way back at home to beat Jacksonville last year. I remember that last year. So, yeah, man, this is going to be really interesting for Houston if they can continue to build on what they are building, especially on that defense there. This is the EG3 podcast. Eddie Gritter III here on this recording, this AFC South edition on Sunday, August 9th, 2026. Two more teams here. I mentioned Indianapolis Colts, and we know Jonathan Taylor got re-signed. He is up top of the list, getting him re-signed there. And then you add back-to-back tight ends, Farrell Brown, signed a contract, and Sean McKeon is there for Indianapolis. Now, Jonathan Taylor signed a 2-year contract extension up to $44 million there. That's all I have. I just typed in the team name. This is what I pick up. But anyway, so that's that for them. But obviously, you get Daniel Jones back. He's practicing there as well. And listening today already, Anthony Richardson, who was supposed to be the quote-unquote franchise player or whatever, requesting a trade today. So we'll see what happens there as well. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. And, of course, the Indianapolis defense was hit and miss as well. So, I mean, you could probably say Indy is more of a wild card team than Houston is. So, we'll just have to find out what happens once the season begins. I know preseason starts later on this week. Who's playing? Who did I forget is playing? Who is the Packers and the Steelers. Yes, Packers and the Steelers, Green Bay and Pittsburgh start things on Thursday night. And I know the Falcons play the Broncos Friday night. I should be back. Because either way, if I'm working or not, I should be back by then. Yeah. I mean, nothing was special this week. It just had a huge race last week or yesterday slash the previous night there as well. So this is nothing big, just a little mini break from everything outside. We could say for work, by the way, but because usually I'm working on Sundays. But yeah, took the day. I planned ahead, actually. Took the day because I didn't know how far it's going to be. Usually I'm much more sure than this, but we'll see. Tomorrow's going to be the bigger question there, because usually it's like, all right, I'm all right, and then next thing you know, the following day, too soon. But we'll see. I'll be back to work tomorrow, obviously, as Monday is approaching around the corner. This is the EG3 podcast here, feeling all right, actually, here on this Sunday. Recording here. I don't know when this is going to come out. It's probably going to come out following the NFC East for sure. So I'll probably go ahead and post this behind that. And then unless I decide to jump in and record something else in between now and then. Yeah, so that'll be that there as well. And last but not least, we have the Tennessee Titans. Let me see if I can get them up real quick. Yeah, so nothing. Indianapolis didn't do nothing splashy except re-sign Jonathan Taylor. So you have that. One, Dale Robinson, 4-year, $78 million deal. This is signing of a wide receiver. I'm not familiar with these names, with most of these names that even on here. Maybe if it's actually hold up. One, two. Maybe I'm wrong on that. So I was about to come in, and when I pulled up the Titans list here, I'm about to say, I don't know nobody off this list, because Tennessee, it ain't been relevant last couple years. But Wandale Robinson, 4-year contract there. On the flip side, D-line John Franklin Myers, $63 million contract for 3 years down here. On Tay Taylor, 3-year deal as well. Followed by, we'll see, Cordell Flott. This is another corner for them. So they're locking up their corners here on that side for Tennessee. And then here's a name that we're all familiar with, Mitchell Trubisky. Another team in his NFL career, 2-year deal there. He'll obviously join Cam Room in that room. I like how I just put that without even planning that. Jermaine Johnson. So Titans trying to get right on the defense side. It looks like they're Jermaine Johnson, the second, acquired from the Jets. That's a former first round draft pick right there. KJ Osborne and Lance McCutcheon. More wide receiver help for Cam Ward there. And final but not least, speaking of quarterbacks, Hendon Hooker signed with Tennessee here. And by the way, funny enough, speaking of Tennessee, he went to the college of Tennessee University. Talking about Hendon Hooker. It was like, how you know that? Well, I watched plenty of college football over the years. Hendon Hooker played at Tennessee. So now he's, funny enough, he's back home playing for the NFL team, Tennessee Titans, there as well. So it looks like the Titans, to me, trying to, hey, if you want to win games, you got to have, your defense has to hold up. And funny enough, we'll talk more about the Cincinnati Bengals later in their episode coming up with the NFC, AFC North. But I think the joke's on them that, hey, you got to try to hold them to like 28 points a game, something like the opposition to 20 points a game like that to win. Because you have the offensive side weapons. You for sure have the offensive weapons to win the game. It says you got to tighten up on the defense side. And boy, did the Bengals did do that. But we'll say that for the AFC North preview there. Titans try to tighten up here on the defense side of the ball here. And then, of course, on the offensive side, give Cam Ward more weapons there in the pass game there as well. And then, of course, some moves here. Dominique Hampton, linebacker, was signed along with Kalen Saunders. And yet again, Lockie Tossey and Derek Canteen was signed on there as well. So, yeah, man, looks like, hey, Titans trying, can they close the gap a little bit? We'll have to see, because 3-14, that's not going to cut it, man. that sure as hell ain't going to cut it there. So we'll see. But I think the wild card in this thing could definitely be Indianapolis. And I'm going to go ahead and say Houston's going to win this division. Yeah, I'm going to say that. Just to be a little bit different, unfortunately. But Houston, because the things that I said, they just keep piling on. This is deep, and especially defensively. Obviously, DeMeco Ryan's a defensive, what's the word I'm looking for? defensive specialist. What's it say? Yeah, defensive specialist. And because he was a defensive player himself. And this was a refresher because Ryan's played for at one point in time for the Texans. So he's basically coming back to one of his teams that he played for in his NFL career. But yeah, it seems like the Texans keep stacking up, keep getting better themselves, right? And it's only if their offense can move up a level closer to their defense. This team, and remember, the Texans lost to the AFC conference champion, eventually New England Patriots, last year in the playoffs. It was thanks to the offense there. CAC trial was just bad. There's no ring around that there as well. So you have to get better quarterback play out of him if this team wants to get back to the postseason and make a deeper run. Because they definitely sure, I think for sure, I can sit here and say, I don't like saying that for sure too much, but there's things that you're for sure about or things are not. And one of the things I'm probably for sure that this defense is one of the best in the league, and they're a championship caliber defense. If healthy, of course. Let's just say that if all healthy, because injuries unfortunately do happen. We've seen a share of we're starting to see our share of ACL tears now. Unfortunately, Jalen Walker, disappointing there, sad. For Falcons, not going to play because he tore his ACL, unfortunately, earlier this week. So that sucks for one there. So, and especially when you invest on the opposite side of the ball. So, but Houston definitely has that that defense that can go deep in the postseason. You have to unseat Jacksonville first And then, yeah, I think this team can make a deep run. If CJ Stroud can tighten up his game a little bit, just like he came in the league the first year and was lights out first year. So, I mean, we'll see, because CJ Stroud was just inconsistent. And I'm glad I mean, usually you take a whole week off, but he went right back to the room, got back to work. CJ Stroud said this. I didn't say it. He said it in one of the interviews for training camp. During training camp, actually, that he said, look, I got to get better. I got to figure out ways to get better, things like that. Just like everybody has to get better in something, right? Even me, right? So yeah, man. So that's the look there. I'm picking Houston to win this division. Who's going to be one of the wild? I think one of the wild card teams could come out of here. I'm going to stick with Jacksonville. Jacksonville, they lost a couple key pieces over there. But they still have a good core over there. So we'll just have to see what happens. But I think Houston will get the division in 2026. Eddie Greer, the EG3 podcast continues here, folks, from Kansas City, Missouri, on another Midwest hot weekend. Again, folks, I'm coming off. This is me coming off of a PR. From the KC Backyard Ultra, which that will be having an old episode postcast after every running event that Eddie participates from here on out, per usual. So there's that. I know a lot of people want to get down. What happened? Oh, you're gonna get that. There. That's why. Hey, I mean, I could type up a long post. That'd be too long. So that's what the podcast is for. So I will unpack all of that at some point this week there. And right now we have, let me see, let's go. I said we're going to go back to NASCAR before this episode's out there as well. New leader. And we have, so could we stick around for the rest of this race here? Let me see. Yeah, well, there's only 8 laps to go. So how about that? And right now, it looks like, can JGR hang on for a 1-2 finish? Because it's Ty Gibbs that leads right now. And Ty Gibbs, remember, going back to the early on portion of season 1 at Bristol, Ty Gibbs took the lead. Apparently there, Bell is in second, Blaney's in third. Right now, 7 to go. Josh Berry having a heck of a run right now. As of right now, as I'm talking. And then there is Denny Hamlin rallying back after starting deep in the field. So that's your top 5 right now. So this thing is winding down very quickly. Oh, Christopher Bell just closed the gap even more on Gibbs. So trying to hang on, folks. Tigers trying to hang on. It's Christopher Bell for a minute. He's been bridesmaid way too many times here in 2026. As I mentioned in the top of this episode, trying to get... finally breakthrough in 2026. He is there. But he's going to have to get through his teammate to do it. Here as Gibbs was good right there. So Ty Gibbs, who got his first win in the Cup Series, now trying to get his second of the season. There, and he's closing in on that. Let me see. Oh. Bell again is there. He is there. So battle Joe Gibbs' teammates right there. And Blaney, not even close to him. And Ryan Blaney started from the pole position today. So we're going to have more on this. Yeah, Bell is right there. I'm gonna be fascinated to see the condensed version later on when it comes out. YouTube, by the way, while we're waiting on this finish to wrap up. YouTube, by the way, I don't know who condenses the highlights for NASCAR, for these NASCAR races, the O'Reilly series, which I need to go back and listen and watch that probably when I get off of this, or at some point before bed tonight, I'll watch that. The truck series, the Craftsman truck series, they do a tremendous job of condensing these together. Next thing you know, it's like 30 minutes up. Here's your version. Here's your highlight package. It's like, man, technology, where have we come from? We have come a long way since that. So I'm definitely fascinated to watch the rest of this. Well, the O'Reilly series went down. And speaking of the O'Reilly series for a minute, my guy Raja finished second. Trying to get caught up on that because I missed all of that. Yes, Carson Quapple. Carson Quapple, by the way, I don't think we talked much about him since he broke through. Finally in Indianapolis last week or 2 weeks ago now, because all the series were off. So basically, I believe this is coming down a stretch for, I think the Raleigh series might have one more off week in there somewhere. We're just going to have to go back and recap their whole schedule here. But Carson Quapple going back to back after being come up short so many times in the O'Reilly series. He broke through, beating his teammate Justin Allgaier there, as my phone continues to blow up. It's been blowing up for a while. I'm getting everybody up to speed and all other stuff. So it's been blowing up for a hot minute. But anyways, yeah, man, Carson Quapple holding on Kraja back-to-back wins now after having none and coming close there. We do have a winner here. Ty Gibbs holds on in Christopher Bell. Unfortunately for him, another second place. Ty Gibbs wins it in Iowa there. Blaney third. Josh Berry fourth. Josh Berry, ooh, needed this. Josh Berry fourth. And Denny Hamlin finish in the fifth spot. I'm going to just go ahead and run down this top 10. As of now, I should say as of now, good chance because, you know, post-race and all that. But sixth, Chase Briscoe. Ross Chastain, seventh. AJ Allmendinger? We cover Allmendinger. So Allmendinger finished eighth. William Byron, ninth. William Byron needed that top 10 there. And Austin Dillon finish in a 10th spot there. So there is that as well. Yeah, man. So Ty Gibbs, Joe gets right. The year of Toyota continues in 2026 as Ty Gibbs banks in his second win of 2026. Incredible stuff right there. But yeah, Carson Quapple. Let me see this for a minute while I have y'all on here. We'll talk more about the Cup Series later. Later on this week there as well. Yeah, Carson Quapple winning it. Let me go down here. So speaking of which, yeah, so O'Reilly Series has a different schedule, obviously. And their next race is not until the end of the month. So they got a couple weeks before their regular season finale in Daytona there. Oh, boy, let me see here. Race results, that's what I'm looking for. All right, yeah. So let me see here. I'm going to scroll down real quick. See if I can get the, yeah, so already, so yeah, they're on different schedules, so why have this up? So next, the Winn-Dixie 250, that is the regular season finale, a regular season finale for the O'Reilly Series, and then it's playoff time. Darlington, September 5th, then you have Gateway in St. Louis. So basically less than a month from now, you got the playoffs, Darlington, then St. Louis, which is quote-unquote Gateway Worldwide Technologies Raceway, September 12th, September 18th. You're back to Bristol there. And then August 3rd is Las Vegas, followed by October 10th, Charlotte. Then it's back to Phoenix on October 17th, Talladega, October 24th, Martinsville, the 31st, the last day of October there. Homestead wraps it up November 7th for the O'Reilly Series there. And just like the Cup Series, the O'Reilly Series is back, the same thing, so no elimination in the playoffs. So you make, I believe it's the top 12, 4, and see, that would have been fine. I'll probably say top 10, 2, 4, the O'Reilly Series, honestly. But that's I think that's fine for the O'Reilly. You know, if you've been listening to this podcast, you know my stance, in particular with the Cup Series, with 16, we ain't going to get into that. But I think 12 is all right. Now, they could have. Now, okay, that's the most. I'll leave it like that's the most you can probably have for a playoff scenario there as well. So no elimination format either for the O'Reilly. It's going to be standard best driver. They're going to reset the points after Daytona. And, yeah, you just have to ride it out. So no elimination and whatnot. And I probably would say the same thing, maybe even more or less than the Cup Series. I think you need to be probably within the top five. Probably no later than now. I think now it's gonna be interesting to see how this shakes out. Justin Allgaier has been dominant. Carson Quapple's coming on, and you got a nice little break there between here and Daytona. So, it's been the story of Justin Allgaier all year, and now Carson Quapple has come alive. It'll be fascinating to see what happens there. Can I pull up the standings here real quick? Yeah, we're advancing ourselves here a little bit. Actually, no, I can do it from here. Hang on a second. Oh, no, I lost it. Oh, boy. Hang on a minute. Oh, boy. Yeah, I lost it. I was right there in position and got out of it. Let me see. So, let me see here. There. Okay, let me get the... Yes, driver points. Yeah, so here's the picture right now. And this is actually one race to go. Roger Carew raced himself in a playoff spot. Oh, by the way, yesterday. So right now, yeah. So you got a 1-2 punch. 1-2 punch there. Allgaier and Quapple. Sheldon Creed, who got his first win earlier this year, is third. Jesse Love. We ain't heard much of him. You're defending O'Reilly Series champion. Very, very quiet. He has no wins. Yeah, nothing. No wins. In 2026, Corey Day has a win. He's in fifth. Brandon Jones, Austin Hill, Sammy Smith, Parker Reslov. When he came, we started racing. I really kind of started liking this guy, liking this kid. Parker Reslov, even if the chase was 10, he'd be in the playoffs right now. In a good spot there. Sam Mayer is 10th right there. William Swalich, Brent Cruz has that last playoff spot right now. Yeah, so I gotta look at the actual playoff spot there as well. But I know these top three: Allgaier, Quapple, and Creed. Justin Allgaier is going to win easily the regular season with his tremendous season. But the points will reset after Daytona for these guys, so it'll be back bunched up again, and then we'll see who the champion is. That's plain and simple right there as well. Again, Ty Gibbs, your winner at Iowa. As we're finished up, wrapping this up, I was recording during the rest of the ending of this race, and Ty Gibbs coming up huge, beating Christian Rebell, yet again. How many seconds is that now? I'm sure I'll get a stat on that before the night's over there as well. But that is your AFC South preview / NASCAR crossover. So we'll call it that, what it is there as well. And oh, by the way, I did record ahead while I was gone racing. So that episode of the Cup Series pre-Iowa is up now. So definitely go listen to that as well. Again, this is going to be a big rest of the year for this podcast as things keep going where they're going right now, whether that's running or football going on, NASCAR winding down to its final few races of the regular season there, college football, NFL about to start the baseball, getting down to business. We finally beat the Yankees earlier. I thought we were going to get swept, but we put a rabbit out of the hat today. We thought we were going to get swept. Did not. So there's that as well. The EG3 podcast. Get it wherever you get your favorite genre of podcast. We're on Amazon, iTunes, Spotify, and plenty more. This podcast is pretty much everywhere now. So type in the three wide pod with EG3. You should be able to pull it up right there. We'll be back with more coverage of your sports as we move along throughout the rest of the end of the summer and into the fall. So there's that. So make sure if you're a friend of the host of the show, you better make sure you're subscribed to this podcast. So there's that as well. Yes, I will defile everything that happened, which led up to a big time PR and then some, man, oh man, still in a little disbelief. but yeah, that is coming. So definitely you want to make sure you listen to that. I'll get recorded in the middle of the week, and I'll have that out probably next weekend, actually. Because I'm right now trying to figure out the rest. I know I said this before on a show, but trying to at least pre-finalize what I'm gonna be doing running-wise for the rest of the year. So there is that. So definitely make sure you are subscribed to the EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Thank you so much again. We have made it across the finish line on another episode of this podcast. Thank you so much for listening to the EG3 podcast, AFC South preview / crossover Cup Series side there. Ty Gibbs taking care of business, winning his second race of the year. And you have the AFC South. Will Jacksonville go back to back? Will Houston make a play, run for it? Or can somebody else, mainly Indy, make things interesting in 2026? Ladies and gentlemen, we'll talk to y'all next time on the next edition of the EG3 podcast.